morning.
Hi, good morning. It's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for calling back, Stella.
No problem. Sorry, I
yes.
was on the other line. I see you tried me yesterday and today, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, first of all, I did mention to you that I was in need of some services, and I do want to change agencies because they haven't been able to provide services for me to the extent that I need now. And that's one of the things I wanted to make sure about. And also I have, as I did mention to you, I have one healthcare person
yes.
with me for 8 years, and I wanted to make sure I asked all the right questions on her behalf, too.
Sure.
First of all, because of her busyness, too, is it necessary to go into the office, or can correspondence?
No, you can have
that can be done.
That
can be done over the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and also because she has I have a lot of issues, like I have lymphedema, and she does the lymphedema services, and she is a registered nurse in the Philippines. I think I mentioned to you that, you know, the services that she gives to me are, you know, are quite lengthy, and I've had her for 8 years now. So that's important that all that be taken into consideration. So the maximum start for her, what would that be?
Right. So I did tell you the maximum rate we can give is $16.
$16.
Yeah, we don't really see a need. Like, we're not serviced for that. We're not getting, like, insurance doesn't allow us to service CNAs. So that's
uh-huh.
why we can only service as the regular aid. So,
okay.
like, even though she's certified, we can't offer more because we're not authorized by her insurance because we don't do that program.
Okay. And so that 16, is that like a net rate that she would get?
Yeah, for if she works 20 hours less, like really the most we can give. Like I tried getting the best rates for her because I know she's
uh-huh.
working so hard for you.
Uh-huh.
Now we actually do have benefits as well. Like we do a holiday pay. We have health insurance.
Yes, that she doesn't need because of her husband has all that.
Yes.
Okay, but let me let you speak with her in case there's any other questions that
okay.
she might have. Okay, this is Maria Black here.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How can I help
Hi.
You?
Yeah, so I've been with Mrs. Hook for almost 8 years. We are under a agency right now, but because the agency is not able to provide her the caregiver that she needs, I mean, right now she gets 37 hours from Montgomery. And I am her normal person, like the regular weekday person. So she would need somebody on the weekend, like Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday. So the hours that I'm not here, she would need the permanent person
yeah.
for, you know, to use up some of the hours. And, you know, like what she mentioned to you that, you know, like she is trying to, you know, get as much as to use up as much as hours as she can so that, you know, she's able to use up some of those. So, I mean, we also wanted to make sure that, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe down the road she might need somebody at night, like a couple hours at night, and you're able to provide that for her?
Yeah, so we do have, like, a lot of aids in Montgomery County, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
And weekends is actually a bit easier, so that like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we can for sure find someone. We'll check if they're also available for some nights, or we'll get you an additional one.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So apart from like, you know, that you said that the starting salary is $16, would that be a permanent one, or, you know, like the agency that we are at, we are under two agencies right now. One is the Holy Redeemer, which I am employed as a part-time employee there, and then the other one we are using under the Montgomery services. So do you have, like, a benefit apart from, like, insurances and stuff like that.
Like what kind like, of, what are you looking for?
Yeah, so what I'm trying to ask is, do you increase caregiver salary every year?
So we do have like an, we do like, rates are not like just straightforward for them. It does get increased. I really can't tell you right now how much because I'm not sure. Like, I'd never have done that because I only start the process. But I know they always increase rates. You're making 60, and that's, like, a big chunk. But if, like, we see it's an easy case and, like, we don't have so many issues, like, you're always clocking in and out, then they will for sure increase you.
Okay. All right. So so based on are you going to base on the hours that I work for or the years that I work for you, or how are you going to base the salary increase from?
So it will depend also on the state, like if they increase it or not. Sometimes they just leave it for, like, it also depends how many hours. I would say if you're doing about 20 hours, you said, how many would you do, 20 hours?
Around that. It can be more, it can be less. You know,
yeah, but if it's, like, less
hour
than
schedule.
40 hours, they will be able to increase it. Like, if you do more than 40, then they'll start giving you overtime, time and a half. So then they might not increase that. But if you stay under 40 and then there's no issues like with clogging in and out, they should increase that.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then so you don't require me to come to the to your office?
No, we can do everything remotely. Like, I'll get your coordinator to help you. She's going to contact you by text and by call, and we'll do everything over that.
Right. Do you where is your where is your office located?
We're located in Philadelphia.
Right.
On Winding Drive in Philadelphia.
Right. Okay. And then like another, like other agencies, do you have like the app that I can clock in
the
and out?
The app. Yeah.
You do.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So I mean, you know, Mrs. Cook has to do the final decision.
Yeah.
And see what she wanted to do. I mean, for me, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. It's for her service, you know, as long as the most important thing is, you know, to have somebody to, you know, to cover my hours sometimes if I go away for a holiday.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what?
And then do you have a PTO, like paid time off?
We actually don't do PTO, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Let me tell you what we'll do. Let's say if she does decide to switch, I will take down her information. I'll send it into staffing. And we're only going to do the switch once we find an aide. So, like, the aide, the services shouldn't stop. Once we find her an aide, then we'll notify your insurance that we have an aide, the one that she wants. Like, once the interview is done, then we're going to do the switch. So, let's say in case we can't find an aide, that shouldn't happen. But let's say, then it shouldn't, like, you shouldn't just switch and don't have an aide.
Right. So you're saying that you still have to find another caregiver for her, or do you have one already?
No, we didn't start looking for a caregiver because we didn't know if she's going to come. But once she confirms that she wants to come, I'll just send her to staffing and let them know they should just find a good match for her. Because we have all kinds of caregivers, we want to make sure it's one that matches her best, her purposes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So how fast it is, if she will make the decision today and tomorrow, how fast the process is going to be? Like, you know, is she able to get the services starting on Monday or?
So it depends if it's a caregiver that is signed up with us or not. If she's not signed up yet, then we'll still need to sign her up. We'll need to sign you up as well. So we'll need to do all paperwork, and it can take a few days. It depends if they're compliant or not, like if you have everything or if you still need to get it.
Yeah.
I would say I really can tell you today is Wednesday, right? So by Monday it might be, but we're not sure. Like, I really can't give you a rate, but I would say in a week, by next week, Wednesday, Thursday, if, like, once we have the case, it should be done.
Okay.
But we won't do any drastic, like, changes, like call insurance before we know everything is confirmed and everything is set.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll pass you down to Mrs. Cole. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you for your time. Thanks.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, we're going to make a decision today, okay?
No problem. Call me back. You can call me or text me anytime.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.